guys, this is Eileen Asher from the host of the Artist with Anxiety podcast, whatever you want to call it. This is another episode, and I am here with Heather Romara-Reese, who is another personal friend of mine, but also a wonderful woman in the art community. We actually met a couple years ago, at a gallery that we both worked at. So we kind of became fast friends, and she has been absolutely wonderful, not only with my personal business, but as a friend and a mentor. So I owe her so very much.
Hi, everyone.
All the hearts.
Thanks, Ellie.
So, so let's start with just a quick introduction with how you, like, who you are, what your art style's like, and how you kind of came to fall in love with art.
Oh, gosh. Okay. My style is abstract. I work primarily with acrylic paint, but a lot of mixed media, too. I do a lot of that as well. And I love light. So I'm actually, this is a nice little time to talk because it's kind of my introduction into the world of light and art, because I'm starting to incorporate that into a lot of what I'm doing.
Oh, okay, cool.
You don't even know about that.
I'm very excited. So, I heard you might have a reveal for an upcoming show, so...
Yes. So I do have a show, actually, where I'm selling tickets to in August called Lights Out.
Ooh.
It is an evening event. It is awesome. I'm excited about it, but you'll hear more about that later. So, yeah, so I'm abstract, acrylic, performance artist. I incorporate a lot of art of movement in with live painting. Along with, like, live music, you know, things like that. So I collaborate with a lot of people.
And now there are, samples and videos of your work online, right? That we can find?
Oh, here and there, yes.
We'll get to tagging and stuff later, I promise. I'll include links below and in the video and all that fun stuff. So so let's just keep on moving. So how did, since this whole, I guess, podcast, broadcast, whatever, for lack of a better word, I will find the word for it one day, I swear. is kind of, using art as therapy, but also for, art also causes a lot of us stress. So, I know you use art as a form of therapy during one of the toughest parts of your life. So how did you manage that?
I went through, a bit of my childhood, a few years of severe abuse, and we'll just kind of leave it at that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, only reveal whatever you want. So.
For now, or that could turn into a long story. But it was actually my mom, because my parents didn't know what to do with me and how to handle helping me.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't go very well, but my mom did give me colored pencils and paints, a bunch of acrylic paint, paint brushes, and just let me have my bedroom. And so I painted my entire closet, like the inside, I mean, the shelves. I wrote poetry, I wrote words, and a lot of it was really angry. I was just getting a lot of that frustration out. But it was after the abuse was over, and it was the only way I could talk, because I could not talk. I couldn't talk about the abuse. I was very quiet and kind of withdrawn. And that's where it started. And so that's where it was healing, was just being free to draw and paint and express what I was actually feeling. So it wasn't pretty, at all, but it's funny because the closet is still painted.
Is it really?
So I have to see if I can get in there and get pictures.
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
Literally, it's still, she hasn't changed it. So that would be neat to get pictures of that. So that's where it started, was helping me through a time when I couldn't even talk.
Mm-hmm.
And that just kind of, that really saved me, because I wouldn't talk to therapists, I wouldn't talk to counselors, people they tried to get me to talk to that, you know, they paid for help.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't get the words out. And so that's where it started for me.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, you can kind of see some of the artwork in, like, the far corner of the room. you had a show of, oh my God, it's a little over a year now, that you had some very, like, your soul bared onto walls, onto canvases that
Mind
spoke
on Fire.
To, yeah, exactly. That was the show, Mind on Fire.
Yep.
Do you remember which gallery it was called?
I can't
remember.
Green Room Gallery. In Mansfield, Ohio. I had a show there. It was a great show. But yes, I actually had these, like, placards where I kind of had these little storyboards per painting,
mm-hmm.
for each painting. And there was a story behind every every piece that I created for that.
No, was it hard to reveal yourself in all of these very visceral emotional paintings and then put it up on a wall for the world to see? Did you struggle with that at all? Or?
I didn't with that show because I've come so far in my healing mm-hmm. that it wasn't hard for that. It was actually really easy and fast to actually write those out.
Oh, wow.
Now, there's been other shows. And sometimes even now I'll hit a particular piece and either I won't go all the way. Like, I know what's in my head and go, no, that's just too much. People are going to ask too many questions. I do go through that. But for Mind on Fire, if you think about those words, I was ready.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And it was just the right time.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Okay. I mean, you use such bright colors, and texture is such a huge part of your artwork, which is fantastic, because I like to poke stuff. Like that one, you've got a new piece with acrylic pores that I want to poke so bad. But you're a lot of the pieces in that show were
supposed to touch the art.
But a lot of your artwork has so much texture to it too, which I thought was fascinating.
I think that's just who I am. Like, that's how I show depth.
Mm-hmm.
I don't show it very well on like just flat 2D. And so I always have to add something extra. I always gotta be extra. But the color thing is because so much of my life, especially my childhood, was actually so dark that I would imagine colors.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would just imagine myself in a different place other than that episode of abuse. Do you know what I mean? And so it, you know, it was kind of like, I guess I was playing pretend. I was being a kid and hoping that, you know, there would be light at the end of the tunnel. And so I always picture things in color.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, but then at the same time, as you see some of the resin pieces I've been doing lately, I'm actually doing in black and white.
Oh, okay.
So I have another one that I can show you, besides the ones that have the bubbles
mm-hmm.
that you like. I have another one. So I'm kind of playing with that, like revisiting certain periods in my life. I think just to try to overcome the triggers,
mm-hmm.
you know, so it's like everything doesn't have to be in color, but it sure is pretty. I like color too.
I'm a fan. So do you have anything like in your process of creating, do you have anything that's like kind of holds you back? And you're also a businesswoman on top of it. You're an instructor, you're an art teacher. So you have these... You have such a variety of talents. Do you struggle with certain aspects of either being an artist or being a teacher or being an entrepreneur that holds you back?
Yes, trying to do it all. because I'm starting to realize just kind of in the last few months that I need to kind of hone it down
mm-hmm.
and really find my niche, if you will. Because it is hard, it's challenging. And mm-hmm. so, going back to the first part of your question, what holds me back? It's fear. Like, I still face fears, I still have them, and I still have to overcome them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably why I'm not further in my art career than I already am. Sometimes I don't take opportunities. You know, that I look at other artists like, why'd they do that? Well, because they took it.
Mm-hmm.
Because they put themselves out there, and I still find myself kind of like every year, the Columbus Arts Festival. Why am I not in the Arts Festival? It's just, you know, there's mm-hmm. just this thing about that. Then I'm going, oh my gosh, it's so big. I've been in it, but not in my own booth.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen your art on that big art tent.
Big art tent. The big yeah. local arts tent.
The big
yeah.
local arts tent.
So I've done that
they
a
actually
few times.
It.
Yeah. That it is. So I've done that a few times, and that's exciting because it's a nice collaboration between
mm-hmm.
a big team of artists. But in terms of putting myself out there and not being so afraid to join the emerging artist team,
mm-hmm.
And now this is on camera, so I kind of have to do it. This is my own personal challenge to you,
Heather.
You're doing the festival next year, so. Fear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are there particular things that you do to kind of work yourself through that, or are you still in the process of figuring things out?
Well, yeah, process of figuring things out, but then my faith is what keeps me up.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that's just everything. My relationship with God is everything. And so That's the only reason I'm even where I'm at right now.
Well, that's fantastic. If it keeps you grounded, that's amazing.
It keeps me grounded. It keeps me strong. And then those times when I'm weak, then he is strong. You know.
That's perfect. That's
yes,
perfect.
Yes, Jesus. Yeah,
that's performing arts in you.
Right, right, right. Not singing. Oh, God, we don't sing.
That's fantastic. Okay, so moving right along. I'm sorry. We've been friends for a while, so...
For a minute.
On top of being we're giggly. We're just naturally giggly together. So keeping in mind that this is, you know, mental illness is a serious discussion. However,
it is,
for me, one of my tactics is not as being able to laugh at it, not necessarily, like, disassociating completely, but, like, when... addressing my anxiety and stuff like that, as long as, like, if I can make a joke of it, you know, to an extent, then I can, okay, I can laugh and move on and
right,
get back
right.
to work.
But laughter is good medicine.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, my
like,
God.
Like, seriously. if it wasn't for God and laughter, you wouldn't even know who I am.
I'd be a mess. Yeah, oh, my God. Wow. Same, though.
And friends, and good friends.
Yes, wonderful. Okay, so you had an opportunity to give a TED Talk a couple years ago in Columbus, and I know that this is the question that you've been dreading, so I'm
Talk about
so
laughing.
Sorry, but not that sorry. this speaks to me because I am not a public speaker by any stretch, so the fact that I'm putting this out in the world on YouTube is great in forcing me to overcome my fears, but you have quite the story with your TED Talk, so is there, it didn't quite go as planned. Do you
no.
want to talk about
I
that
totally
just a little
talk
bit?
About it. So I'm not shy. I don't mind talking in front of, you know, 5 people, 500 people, 1,000, it doesn't bother me. I've talked in front of large crowds, you know, several times. Anyway, I did a TED Talk. It was 2016 Columbus Women at the Roosevelt Coffee House, and huge honor. I mean, it was such an honor. It wasn't scary until they called my name. And then it was like, holy crap, this is the TED Talk. This is huge.
Wait.
So not trying to be, you know, all graphic, but I was sitting in the bathroom at the Roosevelt House. And I went through my TED Talk 10 times and I nailed it. I mean, mm-hmm. I nailed it. Word for word, line for line. I was like, yes. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Okay, so... then I discovered I was the first one because I had an easel and I was doing a performance and I'm backstage with, you know, half the crew and they're out there doing the introduction and all I heard was my name and I went blank. No, croak, choke, blank.
Oh my
I forgot God. My entire speech. Girl. So... I was so scared, and I literally walked out there kind of, like, slow, and I was like, I feel led to open up in prayer. I was like, oh, Jesus. It was the
Jesus,
shortest
take
prayer.
The wheel, please.
Oh, my gosh. And so, anyway, that's how I started it, and I don't know what I said, except for going back to watch it over again, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, that is not my speech. That is not what I planned. Anyway, but if you were to see the talk, I just talked. I just kept talking and talking, like, right through it. Hopefully it helped somebody. We will never know.
I'm sure it did.
It had quite a few likes and interest on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
It went somewhat well, which was scary because I was like, that many people watched. Mean talk about stuff I didn't know what I was talking about. So, after I kind of conquered the TED Talk, I was like, I can do anything!
Ice broken.
You know,
now.
I can just go, you know, improv anywhere after that. Because, I mean, I was sweating. When I was done with the performance and I went backstage, I was like, oh my God, people are going to see this. Anyway, it was a great experience. And now I kind of push other people that I see potential in to, you know, get them to do TED Talk.
Ooh.
So
and
cool.
I know there's open calls, I think, coming up soon.
There's auditions, yeah.
Yeah.
I think, I don't think they've had them yet.
I don't think they have yet.
I think in a week or so. But yeah, we can find out for people that may be interested.
Yes, can definitely post links and stuff like that.
So I've never done this before. There might be a link right here. If Ellie places it just right.
We'll see how time-sensitive things are, but yes. Okay, so I think second to last question. So what are some other things besides art that you use as a way to heal?
Oh, gosh. Oh, faith. Mm-hmm. Exercise?
Yeah.
Is a big one for me. I love yoga. I'm not faithful with exercise, but I'm getting really good. We're looking at like 4 or 5 days a week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's just... all those endorphins. It's just, so I'm actually doing several different types of workouts just because it does make me feel so much better after mm-hmm. I work out. And so between my faith, Word of God, and exercise, and then just spending time with my new grandbaby.
Yes. She is the most precious thing. Oh my God.
If Ellie's really awesome, she'll post a picture. Uh-huh. Anyway, no. That's she's just my pride and joy. I love that kid. So anyway, today's actually her 3 month anniversary.
Yay!
Birthday. Anniversary. Birthday.
Yeah.
She's 3 months old today. So anyway, just being around people like my friends and my circles, mm-hmm. people that make, and I just make sure that the people that are in my life build me up and they're good for me. Mm-hmm. You know, so I'm not hanging around negativity and, you know, stuff like that. So those are the things that really help me. I meditate, you know, not like to gods and all this and that. Yeah. But I'm in quiet time for Heather and just shut the world down. It's called mindfulness. That's what it's called. So those are the things I do besides art that really keep me grounded and help keep me focused.
Okay. That's fantastic. I know, and I've given this disclosure a couple times in past episodes, and by no means are we therapists or anything like that, so please...
Yes, we are.
To each other. No.
I'm joking.
please consult a licensed professional, which we are not. Please either go see a trusted friend, a doctor, a licensed professional. Please take care of yourself if you feel like you're struggling with any of these things. If it's fear, if it's anxiety, if it's depression, PTSD, whatever it might be, please, I beg of you, seek help because it can get better. Which I feel like I hear that slogan all the time now, but it is really important. And it's stuff like that. I know therapy has helped me. Medication has helped me personally.
Therapy.
Yep. Exactly. Can attest to that as well. So on top of, you know, if exercise does it for you, if your faith does it for you, whatever helps you get through the day, as long as it's safe and healthy for you, then by all means do that. So that was just my real quick side bit that I want to make sure that everybody takes care of. Thank you. I couldn't think of the word. So I'll end with this last question. Do you have any last minute advice or tips for creatives that are kind of struggling being inside their own heads?
Being inside their own heads. I have advice, but I don't know if it's about... I don't know if it's about that. I would say just be consistent. Like, stay consistent with your art, with your creative juice, with your practice. I noticed that I get like these, like, writer's block mm-hmm. and this creative block when I haven't practiced it for... So if I haven't painted for 2 weeks and then I go to it, I'm kind of sitting there going, okay, like, what do I paint? What do I want to create? What am I trying to say? What's my purpose behind this piece mm-hmm. or this performance? So consistency is the key. Like, if you really want to build a career in the arts, and you have other things to overcome, any kind of mental illness, fear, life situations, whatnot, just stick with it. Don't quit. Build your support system, because the support system is what keeps you kind of whole. If that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm.
It's what keeps me whole. When sometimes I feel like I'm half a Heather and I'm like, kind of choppy. We all go through things in our life, and just make sure you have a strong support system. You know, it's kind of like draw a circle, put yourself in the middle of it, and on the outside of the circle, draw all the people that are the mainstays in your life. And how do they kind of fit your life? Are they building you up? Are they tearing you down? And you might have to reposition some people. So don't be afraid to do that.
Yes.
That's it. That's my advice.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, real quick before we go, what are some of like your handles? Because you yourself have your own YouTube channel and Instagram, but I will provide links and buttons and all that fun stuff. So you'll be able to find her for sure. But what's, if anybody's watching and have their phone out, what can they
find you? So this is where
you
are seeing live me not knowing what handles.
Your username.
Heather Reese on Facebook.
Heather Amara Reese on Instagram, right?
Heather Amara Art on Instagram. So it's Heather, and then Omara, O-M-A-R-A, Art. That's Instagram. Heather Reese on Facebook. And I have like a really blue face. You can't miss me.
That's
the right Heather Reese.
Yes.
Hashtag Heather Amara Art. You can find me on Facebook there. And that's the hashtag that I use for everything.
Okay.
Other than that...
And do you know what your YouTube channel is, or...?
Conversations with the Ginger Artist.
And I'll post links to all of the stuff. You'll be able to find her. So thank you guys again. And again, I can't stress this enough, but please, please, please seek help if you're looking for it. But please don't be afraid to reach out to those closest to you. There are people in this world that absolutely love you. So please, please, please reach out to them. And I'm going to say please like 15 more times. So that's all I have for this week. Like I said, I've got a lot of good artists coming up and creatives for this show that I'm really, really excited to share with you guys. Please, please stay tuned. Like I said, I'm going to say please 13 more times.
And we're going to end with a dance.
We are?
Yes. Oh. Yes, come on.
This is a new one for, okay.
It's called The Way.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right, take care of you guys. Take care of yourselves, guys. Thank you so very much. I hope that you will join me in the next episode, and take care of yourselves. Bye.